like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And Mary, this is It's Movie Time.
And I'm excited.
And who owns movies but Disney?
It's hard to think of another company that's been more involved in the history of filmdom than Disney.
And they brought Fox into its family. That seems appropriate to me because of the merger in Dumbo. You've got Michael Keaton's Vandermeer overtaking the circus run by Danny DeVito.
Well, and he's actually the Medici brothers, but is but a singular person.
Anybody who takes on redoing Dumbo, a classic.
It's a classic, but it's probably not one that stood the test of time when you really go beyond the cuteness of Dumbo and his little mouse companion. There's a reason you don't see it on air very much. There's a lot of racism. The Roustabout song, the crows, which are kind of the blackface, which to make even more blackface, the lead crow was actually voiced by a white man. So blackface via animation.
That's not in the current Dumbo.
So it was a challenge, I think, for Tim Burton, the director, to really pay homage to, but not recreate Dumbo because there's a lot of sensitivity and racism in the original production from 1941, 42.
Do you think it made a difference not having Johnny Depp?
No, not really. Okay. I don't think the script was very strong. The whole premise of the script was to, instead of show the perspective from the animal's point of view, which is the animated version of Dumbo, is to show the perspective of this flying elephant from the human reaction point of view. But I think the challenge with the film is the characters come across as being very flat. There's not a lot of development of them and their backstories. And when you're given glimpses, there's no journey for them to go on towards any resolution. Ultimately, the film ends up focusing on all the characters' love of Dumbo.
For me, illustrating your point would be the Colin Farrell Holt Farrier character underplays it. But Farrell's character fulfills what I think was your prophecy about everything being aimed toward the way the humans react. But these humans are so stereotyped. I liked was Ava Green's Colette.
I think she gave the movie some of the heart that I think it was struggling to find in other characters. Yeah. Initially, you're not sure about her, but she really gives the film heart in terms of you think she's on Vandermeer's side, but then she really comes close to Farrier's children and begins to appreciate Dumbo. And
I began to go ho-hum when I saw what her character arc was going right toward the kids. You need the heart that she gives that film.
I just thought there was a lot of darkness, not only in the set. You introduce Michael Keaton's character, who is, from the get-go, you can tell he's just a little too slick, very sinister. Phenomenal scene when they enter his circus, a permanent structured place, probably a little bit of a criticism of Disneyland.
Oh, Dreamland.
Dreamland.
I like the film for that reason. Disney was poking fun at itself.
They actually built the gates to Dreamland and had actual actors in this huge, what would have been a traditional circus parade, coming into Dreamland, awe-inspiring, and made you feel a little bit like a kid.
Very much in the Disney spectacle.
And a little nod to Busby Berkeley as well.
Oh,
as
my
the
Lord,
circus
isn't
opened.
That great? That bird's eye shot of that, of course, it was beautiful.
You just wish there would have been a little bit more between him and the children and the other actors.
And it's interesting about the eyes. In almost all of those CGI kid-related cartoonish ones, the eyes are so important. Mm-hmm. And these eyes, these liquid, lovely eyes, and you know they work.
The themes of the film are so dark, and they do put Dumbo in repeated peril as they're trying to get him to perform.
Right. What appeals to me about the film is that whole corporate takeover. All right, Mary Urena. The film is Dumbo. What grade do you dare affix to this Disney?
A C. I think it's average.
And I'm giving it a B minus. It is Disney.
And Dumbo's really cute.
All right.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org. Let's go!